This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, D.C., wrapped up right now in raising money for the 2024 presidential campaign by the president, who's running for re-election, and by the competition among the Republican candidates for the nomination, led by Donald Trump, the former president. In other words, Washington has turned internal following the Supreme Court decisions. The debates are entirely about U.S. policy, very little attention to Ukraine. I mentioned that the head of this CIA, the DCI, Burns, speaks of a good opportunity to recruit Russian agents because the war in Ukraine is so unpopular. I mentioned cluster bombs, mentioned that because Washington is now talking about it. I've mentioned Zelensky says you're dragging your feet on F-16 training. However, D.C.'s point of view, Professor, we have provided the arsenal of democracy always a day late and a dollar short. Is that going to change? We have a few minutes here.
I don't think that's going to change. I think that the reaction of the administration to what to me is very worrying but quite understandable criticism from their opponents is going to lead the administration to even slow down the drip or tighten the oxygen hose. And Mr. Zelensky has expressed great fear that the United States is going to do sort of an Afghanistan or Vietnam or something and just screw everything up when victory is in sight. Or even, I mean, I would say World War One. The termination of World War One was disastrous, and that was mostly the work of an uninformed U.S. president who didn't care to inform himself about what the complexities were of European politics, and namely Woodrow Wilson. And of course, the termination of World War II was premised on the idea of the United Nations, Stalin and Roosevelt being friends. And in 1947, suddenly people said, look, that's not what's happening at all. We're dividing into two blocks, which we had not thought about at all. And we're going to, it looks like there's either a cold or a hot war coming. So I'm very pessimistic about Washington, and this causes particular pain because although there are many people in the world who are capable, who have the intellectual qualities and the vision to see what has to be done, for leadership you really need the United States, and I don't think that our president is leading. I don't think anybody else is really leading. Mr. Blinken is doing a very competent job of reading a script, but I don't sense that he has an adventurous, strategic mind, which is also disciplined, but creative. He just doesn't have that. This is not among the equipment that the good Lord gave him. And I can't see anybody else in our administration who has those qualities. And in the opposition, I see just what you described, a focus on domestic policy. There's plenty for us to argue about here in the United States, but there is a world out there. And tradition has it that when there's a big war, the United States is the one that intervenes to bring about a conclusion. And frankly, I think if we don't do it, and I think there's a good chance that we're not going to do it, then we're going to have the nightmare that I talked of earlier, namely a war that is fragmented. It has no center of gravity. It has no single issue that has to be decided. It's fighting about all kinds of things in all kinds of places. And it sort of spreads and has a corrosive effect, as the New York Times put it, on all the countries involved. And this could lead to a part of Eurasia where Ukraine sits has, since the 13th century, if not before, been a major, major hinge point, an area of contention. I mean, this is where you've got the Russians up against the Poles. They speak basically the same language, but they speak it very differently. They don't like each other. It's not really the same language, but it's related. Few people, I think, understand what a Eurasia would look like if the old area of what I'm fond of referring to the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, if that were once again a contested area, that would be intractable, and it would be it would undermine the whole peace of the world, and we wouldn't have anybody, at least on our side, who had any idea what was going on or what the history was, and likewise on the others. So we may, if we don't get a peace with the United States pushing that peace, we may get a mess and a poisonous, toxic, flaming mess that we'll have to try to deal with in ways that are very, very hard to imagine.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, Six Capital, Six Points of View. We're headed to China. There are troubles in China that are profound and not solved, chiefly the economy. But China has made its stand with Putin throughout the second year of the war. So what is China's point of view, given the collapse of predictable leadership in Moscow? This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.